Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi there mga kaipunari at mga ka-friendship. Feeling burnout ka na ba? At na-frustrate ka na ba sa financial target mo, financial life mo? Ay nako, kung ikaw ay na-burnout na, this is the right episode for you. For today, we are going to talk about on how you can unleash your potential without burning out. Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode. Hi there, this is again Chinky Tan. Maraming salamat po talaga sa pag-tune in sa podcast episode na ito. Okay, ang pag-usapan po natin, burnout. Desperation, frustration, di ba? Or if not, depression minsan. Alam mo bakit tayo na-frustrate minsan? Bakit tayo na ano, yung nainis tayo? Kasi mali po ang focus natin. Oo. When you say mali ang focus po natin, this is what I've realized in my... Sige, re-reveal ko na ba yung edad ko? I'm 1 year short of becoming a senior citizen already. Yes, I'm 59 years old. So, ito yung na-realize ko. Kasi ang focus kasi natin sa buhay parati, yung goal, hindi yung process. Ulitin ko Ang focus kasi natin yung result hindi yung process. Ibig ba sabihin, hindi dapat may goal tayo? Yun doon, importante ang goal. Pero rather than focusing on the goal, we should learn how to master and learn the process. In other words, imagine mo, di ba, ang gusto mo, basketball. Ang goal mo, syempre, makashoot. Di ba, ang goal mo, makashoot. Gusto kong makashoot. O, sige, ang dapat mong gawin, basic, try to learn how to shoot. Try to learn how to play the game. Try to learn calisthenics. Try to learn how to dribble. Try to learn how to do layups. Yun muna. Kasi if you learn the process, yung goal, mabilis. Makakashoot ka. Pero kadalasan nga, ang focus po nga natin ay nasa ano? Basketball goal. Hindi natin minamaster ang process. Do you agree? Ganun din sa buhay. Ang focus natin yung pero hindi tayo nakafocus sa process kung paano yumaman. So right now, as you realize this, na-realize nyo ito, para sa mga taong gustong yumaman at gusto nyo na tamaan ang financial target nyo, gusto nyo mag-double ang income nyo, ito yung good news. Ay, naka. There are three things. Ito lang. Three things that you need to focus. Pag na-focus mo itong process na ito, napaka-simple, pero napakaganda at napakagaling. I can assure you, madodouble mo, matitriple mo yung income mo na hindi ka mababurn out. Ready ka na ba? O, three things that you need to focus, ha? Okay, ito. Focus number one, progress. Number two, growth. Number three, fulfillment. Ulitin ko. Progress, growth, and fulfillment. PGF. Progress, growth, and fulfillment. Progress, growth, and fulfillment. Let's start with progress. Dapat ang focus natin is to embrace progress. Ang goal kasi na buhay is progression, not perfection. Alam mo bakit hindi ka nagpa-progress? Kasi you want to be perfect. Wala kang ginagawa. Hinihintay mo that perfect scenario, perfect opportunity, perfect partner, perfect, lahat perfect. Kaya tingnan mo hanggang yun, wala pa rin nangyari. Ganun din nangyari sa love life mo. No offense meant. Hinahanap mo yung perfect partner mo sa buhay. Alam mo, wala. Hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin. Oo. Diba? Bumibusina po. Diba? Naghahanap ka ng perfect business. Diba? Gusto mo yung wala kang gagawin, konti lang ilalabas mo. Kaya nga, alam mo nangyari. Minsan nai-scam po tayo. No. Your aim and goal is not perfection. Your aim and goal is progression. Tanong sarili mo, nag-improve ka ba? Compare yourself from last year to this year, nag-improve ka ba? Yun ang tanong. Diba? Basta mag-umpisa ka, kapatid. Mag-umpisa kahit maliit lang na progress. Oo. gusto mong pumayat, oh, eh di mag-start ka from 1 pound, less 2 pounds, di ba? Ayun, hindi pwedeng 10 pounds in 1 week. Gusto mo makaipon, gusto mo agad 100,000, no? Umpisa ka muna sa piso, umpisa ka muna sa 100. Kung 100, gawin mo 200, 200, gawin mo 500, right? Progression. Grabe. Number 2, focus natin, growth. Ang goal ko, after I progress, I need to grow. You need to cultivate a growth mindset eh. Kasi, alam mo, ito lang. Sa business, ha? Let's talk about business. Very simple lang po yung business concept that I always teach my students, especially when you're running your business, or if not, you're starting business. Ito lang po, if your business is not growing, your business is dying. Ganun lang po. Pataas na pataas ang overhead, tapos hindi tumataas yung sales mo, may problema ka.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Pataas ng pataas ang ating expenses on a monthly basis. Pero pag hindi tumataas ang kita at sweldo mo, may problema ka. Agree or disagree? Kaya nga, I just want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to seek out. Number one, move out of your comfort zone. If you want to grow, move out of your comfort zone. As a matter of fact, I created already an entire podcast episode for moving out of your comfort zone. If you missed that, please look for it. Alam mo, importante kasi, once you stay at your comfort zone, this is the silent killer of your ambitions and dreams. Lahat ng pangarap mo sa buhay, wala na yan. Oo, pinapatay na yan kasi takot ka eh. Diba? Move out if you want to grow. Try new things. Embrace challenges. Seek out new experience. And treat this as a challenge, as a learning opportunity. Ang goal mo, ito ha, para hindi ka ma-pressure, para hindi ka ma-stress out, para hindi ka ma-burnout, ang goal mo is to learn, not to earn. Again, ulitin ko, ang goal mo is to learn, not to earn. Ah, nandito ako sa bagong opportunity na ito, hindi para kumita. Gusto ko lang matuto at gusto ko pag-aralan ng proseso. Eh dahil nga sa napag-aralan mo, gumaling ka, kumita ka, ay, may kita pala. At least, natuto na ako, kumita pa ako. Pero if you do it the other way around, ang goal ko kasi is to earn. Gusto ko talaga kumita without learning. So you will dread the process of doing it kasi nga ang goal mo kumita, hindi ka kumikita. Ay wala, sayang na yung oras ko, hindi naman ako kumikita. No, kasi mali ang iyong perspective. In growing, you must focus on, again, learning before you can earn. And then aside from that, how can you grow? Simple lang. Be open for constructive criticism and feedback. Pag may nagsabi sa iyo, uy, ganito, kailangan mo gawin to, kailangan mag-adjust. Oh, kung gusto ko mag-grow, kailangan ko mag-change. Kailangan ko makinig. As a matter of fact, I just recently hired a 20-year-old consultant. Imagine mo. 20-year-old consultant to give me another fresh perspective of my brand and how I can position myself in social media. Because in reality, 59 na ako. Sa 59, syempre, yung mga alam ko pa rin ginagawa ko, nag-work siya, pero sometimes hindi na siya nag-work. Kaya kailangan ko pong makinig, di ba? And then may sinabi sa akin, Sir Chinky, okay lang ba na magsabi sa'yo na totoo? Eh, kaya nga kitang binayaran para sabihin, hindi ako para bolahin. Di ba? So I want to challenge you also and ask you, ikaw ba, open ka ba for constructive criticism and feedback para ikaw ay mag-grow? Or pag nasabihan ka, eh, nagdadamdam ka agad? So again, kung gusto niyo talaga madoble yung income niyo, you want to find success, you want to double your income, again, focus not on the result, focus on progress. How can you focus on progress? Focus also on growth. And third, ito yung pinaka-best. Pinaka-best. Since ang goal ko, hindi ako nagmamadali, ang goal ko lang progression, ang goal ko is for me to grow. For me to grow, I need to learn. And third, ito na. Ang focus ko is not earning, it's not the result. Ang focus ko is to find fulfillment. Ay, grabe. Find something that you love to do that is aligned with your values, passion, and purpose in life. Ulitin ko, yung values mo, yung passion mo, yung purpose mo sa buhay. Alam mo, ano yung values para sa akin? Ang value sa akin, I want to do something that can really add value to other people, that can really, that is right, that is true, that is honest. And my passion, yung passion ko is to see other people succeed in life. Yan ang passion ko. Because yan ang pinaka-purpose ko sa buhay. God did not allow me to go through trials and challenges to really just make fun of me, or if not naman, para pahirapan ang buhay ko. No. God will turn my pain into other people's gain. God will turn my scars into other people's stars. Yan ang yan ang fulfillment ko pag nakikita ko yung mga taong nakikinig sa podcast na ito, nanonood sa YouTube channel ko, at nagbabasa ng libro ko, di ba? Eh, nababago ang mga financial mindset. Yun po. And it brings me so much fulfillment in life and happiness in life when I see other people succeed, when I see people building their dreams. Dating hindi nakakaipon, dating lubog sa utang, nakalabas na sa utang, dating walang negosyo, may negosyo, dating walang investment, ngayon may investment, dating walang paupahan, ngayon may paupahan na. Grabe to, logo. Sarap talaga ng feeling. Woo! Imagine mo, no, na nage-enjoy ka na sa ginagawa, binabayaran ka pa. That is one thing we have in common with, like, for example, di ba, yung mga taong successful, nage-enjoy na sila, binabayaran pa sila. Si Vice Ganda, nage-enjoy na nag-o-host, nagpapatawa, binabayaran pa siya. Si Randy Santiago, di ba, kumakanta, binabayaran pa siya. Di ba? Imagine mo dyan, si Tiger Woods, di ba, nag-golf lang, binabayaran pa siya. Si Manny Pacquiao, nananakit lang ng tao, binabayaran pa siya. Grabe, di ba? Find something that you love to do in your life, so that you don't have to work for another day in your life. As I do this podcast, grabe. Sa totoo lang, eh wala namang monetization sa podcast. Ba't ko ginagawa ito? Wala. Trip ko lang. Gusto ko eh. At the same time, alam ko kasi may mga iba kasi nakikinig, may mga iba nanonood, may mga iba nagbabasa. Iba-iba po ang form of learning of other people. For me, if I can touch one person's life, challenge them, and change them, sobrang fulfilling. Kaya nga, babalik mo naman tayo. Gusto nyo bang maging successful sa buhay? Gusto nyo ba maiwasan ng burnout? Huwag mo ka na mag-focus sa iyong result. Ang focus mo, process. Ano yung tatlong process? Itong gawin mo. Focus on your, again, progress. The goal is progression, not perfection. Number two, focus on growth. How can you grow? Learn, not earn. Number three, focus on finding fulfillment in life. Because when you find fulfillment in life, you will have meaning in life. Pwede na bang maging award-winning episode tong episode na ito for this podcast? Kung nagustuhan nyo to, please naman mag-comment kayo and tell me how you were encouraged, how were you inspired and challenged by this podcast. If you like this, please do me a favor, like, copy paste, share this podcast, and subscribe. Maraming salamat. Tatandaan, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.